Hey, good afternoon, Agnes.
Yes.
Hey, this is Joe Brandow. I've been assigned to your account there. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. No complaints at all. Just getting wrapped up a little bit here this afternoon. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great.
Good. So, what did you have in mind for your life insurance? Do you have any current policies now?
I do not. I thought I had some a while back, but my daughter looked at it, and I don't think I have any at all. So that's why I'm calling today to see if it's too late to get some or what. So.
Oh, no. You're born in 1936?
Yes.
Let me take a look here. Do you have any type of health conditions at all, like COPD or diabetes?
No, like I told her, I have diabetes, but it's all under control. So.
Do you use insulin or just metformin?
No.
Do you use insulin? No insulin at all?
No, I don't use no insulin. I use, it's a pill that I take.
The metformin?
Which I have, yeah, I think that's what it is. I have to get the name, I'm sure that's what it is.
But no insulin, that's good. Have you had any type of surgeries at all in the last 2 years?
No.
Good. Any cancer, heart attack, stroke, or?
No cancer. No. I had a mini stroke about 10 years ago, something like that.
Oh, no problem. That was over 10 years ago, you think?
Yeah, I think it was something. Yeah, not as close to it. Came. Long while
that. Oh, it's no problem. They only have a 2-year look back, so you have no problem getting approved if you had it over 10 years ago. Anything? Any other health conditions or anything else that I should be aware of?
No, that's it. I go to the doctor regularly, and so I don't. Not as I know of.
Knock on wood.
Sure. So yeah.
Good. Well, I'm an independent insurance agent. So I have access to every single insurance carrier. I represent about 20 life insurance carriers. And if you have no health conditions, then if you have diabetes with no insulin, just metformin, you know, you just take the pill, you don't use any insulin. That's the only health condition that you have. Then we'll definitely be able to get you approved with the best rates that are available out here on the market. And you're still 80 years old, so you're definitely... not at an age. Once you hit 85, they're like, hey, we're not selling you insurance no more, but 80, you're good, though. 80, you're fine.
Okay.
What kind of budget did you have for this kind of policy here?
I just need to know the rate to know if I'd be able to afford it or not, so.
Oh, of course. They go anywhere down from $2,000 to all the way up to $25,000 to $50,000. In coverage, so it's really what you had. And were you doing this for just burial insurance?
Burial, and I told her I didn't know the difference between the burial and just a life. So I need to know what the difference is, because I don't want a family to be burdened with expense. And I want to make sure it's enough covered.
Yeah, so, of course.
That's why I told her maybe 25. I don't know how much the going rate of funerals and stuff like that. So
25. 25 might be a little bit expensive for you. The average funeral is about $8,000. So then, like, with extra services, it comes out, you know, like extra services and having like a somebody speak and all that. It comes out to around 12, maybe 13,000. That, you know, that's the most kind of averages right around there. Being that you're 80 years old, $25,000 might be a little expensive for you. I don't know exactly where your budget is, but $25,000 might be a little expensive for you. Let me see what the prices are. I'm not sure exactly where your budget is, but the best rate that's coming available for $25,000, this is permanent whole life insurance. So the rate gets locked in. It never goes up, and the coverage is always guaranteed to you. So as long as they approve your insurance and you pay your bill each month, you'll always have that coverage for your rest of your life, and your bill never goes up. The $25,000 is coming in a little high, though. It's coming in at $250 a month. Do you use tobacco?
No, I do not.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, so then that would be for $25,000 in coverage, it'd be $249 a month.
$249, okay. What
That's a little expensive, but
it is. So I need to get, like you say, get within the budget.
$20,000 comes down to $204.
Uh-huh.
And then let's see what $15,000 comes down to $154.
$154.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Maybe that'll do. Okay.
And keep in mind, this is guaranteed and locked in for life as well. And this is a whole life insurance policy. So I'm not telling you that it's going to grow a lot of cash value, but it will actually grow cash value throughout the years as well. Because when you hit age 100, the cash value actually reaches $15,000 to the face amount that you're selecting. So I know you're 80 years old, it'd take 20 years for like the cash value to build up to $15,000. So what that means is, like, say in 5 years of the policy, you'll have maybe around like $5,000 that's built up inside the policy too. So that, I mean, God forbid any accidents, you could always take out from that. If you take out from the cash value, it takes away from the death benefits. So like, say if you had a $15,000 policy, you took out $1,000 from the cash value, that means your death benefit would just go down to $14,000.
Okay, that's no problem.
So it's something, I don't know if you knew that actually built up in life insurance policies or not. It's called cash value. So I'm not telling you, it's not really designed for you to pull out any money, but you own it and it's your policy. So if, in a few years, if you ever had an emergency, it does build up a little bit for you as well.
Okay, no problem. Okay, that
I'd
be within my budget, $154.
You think $154, and that's locked in, so it's guaranteed. So, and you always can go down in the future. Like, say for any, if any situation happens in the future, and you're like, you know, financially burdened on it, not only can you pay the premiums with your cash value that's built up, but you can always drop your coverage. If you can't afford the $154 and you got to go down to $100 a month, they'll just drop the face amount on your policy down to $100. So.
Okay. That sounds good.
They match it up with you there. And you said you used to have a policy in the past. You don't have any life insurance currently?
No, she looked at it because we had had some problem with death, whatever, nephew. And she looked at mine, and it's not a life insurance.
No longer in force? So. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a look here and see if I... And you spelled the first name Agnes, A-G-N-E-S?
Yes.
And last name is Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-O-N?
Yes.
Got it. And you were born on... 3/2/36?
Yes.
80 years old. And no tobacco. Were you born here in Texas?
No, I was not. I was born in Madisonville.
Or is that North Carolina?
Well, it's Texas. Madisonville, Texas. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's right here in Texas as well? Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute.
I'm picking up
Houston.
Sorry.
No, you're no problem. What's your middle initial?
M.
M?
Mm-hmm.
And are you currently married, single, divorced?
Divorced. My husband's passed. Yeah.
Okay, widowed. Okay, no problem. And what's your height and weight?
Weight 194, less than with the doctor, and my height is 5'7".
You said 194, 5'7"?
194, weight, and 5'7", height.
Okay, got it. We'll just say you're 190 on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then birth date here in Texas?
I'm sorry.
No, just repeating this application here. I'm sorry. I'm just birth date in Texas. And what's your social?